B-Pod Studios.
But now, without further ado, our good friend Pat Egan is standing by with all the takes. What's happening, Pat?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Pat. All right, LeBron James and the Lakers won a championship. Yeah, that happened.
Why does that bother you?
I'm not getting into it. It just bothers me.
He's one of the greatest athletes of my lifetime. Him and Tom Brady.
Truthfully, I love LeBron.
I could watch him play basketball
any day
of the week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not just the player, but I mean the fact that he has grown up in this social media day and age, and you've never heard a bad thing about him. I genuinely think he's a great guy.
Okay,
I'm still bitter, and I hate the Lakers, so I'm not happy. All right.
Wow.
But he grabbed his fourth championship and another Finals MVP, and this is the one bad thing I can say about LeBron: horrible teammate. Are we going to argue that?
What
horrible teammate?
Because his sights were so focused just on Anthony Davis.
Bob, please. Please.
Oh, he gave me the mouth shut.
Wow.
Exhibit A.
What?
Wow.
What?
Quinn Cook. Are you familiar with him?
I'm not familiar with Quinn
Cook.
He's
a professional basketball player, and he plays for the Lakers. He will be getting a ring.
Okay.
Well, while the Lakers are celebrating, old LeBron is probably sitting there smoking a stogie, forgot about old Quinn Cook. And Quinn Cook was left from the bus leaving the game. So J.R. Smith, celebrating on Instagram, you know J.R. Smith, you a friend like J.R. Smith.
Of course.
He's celebrating on Instagram, and then all of a sudden, Quinn Cook pops up in his mentions saying, make a U-turn. And then another quote from Quinn Cook was, gotta walk back after I win a ring?
It's ridiculous.
Wait, WTF? How's this LeBron's fault?
Because he left his teammate.
This is a hater.
Oh, so now LeBron's the one that has to gather people up to get on the bus?
He's the bus driver, too.
He's the bus driver.
Yeah. That's a reach even for you, buddy.
He's the coach, the GM, the bus driver, and the best player on the team.
Let me just say this. Of all the takes ever, that's the worst one.
I've had way worse than that.
No. Blaming LeBron for the bus driver, nothing worse.
Here's audio from J.R. Smith's Instagram account. Yeah, here's the audio.
More of this awful take?
Can I play the audio?
All right, go ahead.
Let you see it. We left QC, bro. Hey, yo, QC said, tell him to come back and get him, yo. Jeez, we left him.
He had no idea. First of all, it's J.R. Smith, so you can tell he probably had no idea QC was even on the team.
I don't even think he knew where it was.
Yeah, but then he starts looking around and realizing, we actually left this guy.
By the way, let me just say.
Joking, by the way, it's not LeBron's fault.
Let me just clarify for real quick.
Because someone's going to take that seriously. Are you kidding me? And pop off on Twitter.
Right. Speaking of clarifying, I mean, obviously I was alive for Michael Jordan, but I was like five when his career, not I was like two when his career started, so. In terms of being able to appreciate a full career, it's like LeBron James and Tom Brady. The greatest I've ever seen.
That's two good ones for you.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
No, truthfully, the one mark on his career is tattoos and a Hummer.
There you go.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, there you go.
Get your mind out of the gutter. All right, so
he's on equal footing as MJ.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
No question in my mind.
Now,
I won't say one's better than the other because there's no winning that argument, depending on who you're talking to. They're on equal footing.
Yeah, he's up there for his generation, for his era. Yeah, I still take Jordan.
It's just equal. It's a conversation.
Now, the Lakers defeated the Heat in this contest, and one of the breakout stars for the Heat was rookie Tyler Hero from Kentucky. And this came out over the weekend, but Tyler Hero likes to slide in DMs a lot. Hey, shoot or shoot, right? And Tyler Hero is a shooter for sure. So he slid into this Instagram model named Marissa Daniela on Twitter.
What's up?
And she's the one who posted these screenshots. He slid in the DMs on July 19, 2019. And he liked to drop the, hey, do you live in Miami? I just moved here. I just moved to Miami. I got drafted by the Heat last month. So he's putting it on, right?
It's called groundwork.
Well, apparently they did exchange numbers, and he texted her back in January 11th. And she never got back to him until he dropped 37. And I'll give her credit. So he texted her on January 11th, wow. As in, like, wow, you're really not going to respond?
Wow.
She texted him back on September 23rd, sorry my phone died. So I'll give her credit on the response.
That's good.
I gotta say, man, the whole Twitter thing, sliding into the DMs and any social media platform, has become the new dating app. Like, every social media is now a dating app.
Yeah.
Let's slid into the DMs. Well, what'd you say? I commented on a picture of food she posted.
And I believe
I think it's love.
I believe his current she might not be a girlfriend, but she's a fling. Also, was a slide in the DMs situation.
Well, she's like a legit Instagram model, no?
Oh, legit. Well, can you even use the words legit and Instagram model in the same sentence?
I am an Instagram model. Anyway, well,
those checks clear, you can.
You're damn right.
That is not true, Mark. All right. Well, the Eagles are no longer the Kings in the NFC East after the Cowboys beat the Giants yesterday, but they lost Dak Prescott to a nasty, nasty ankle injury. Luckily, the Cowboys signed Andy Dalton in the offseason, so they have a serviceable backup, but as crazy as it sounds, at 1-3-1, is this the Eagles' division to lose?
Yes, it is. And I, in no way, shape, or form, find any comfort or find any solace or take any solace out of that.
Yeah.
But it is their division to lose.
It's bad.
It's so gross.
It's terrible.
I mean, I'm the guy who always says, too, like, come on, let's go. You have a chance to get in playoffs, get in there. Kids need to learn. I don't know what
Travis Fulgham is now their leading receiver.
I don't know what you get out of making playoffs this year.
He's played two games.
Old Fogey.
He's their leading receiver.
What he does. In terms of Old Dominion alumni, it's Travis Fulgham, Justin Verlander, everybody else.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Everybody else.
I haven't thought about that in a while.
Yeah. Now, speaking of this terrible division, you've got a cool moment that happened in D.C. yesterday.
Yeah.
As Alex Smith made it back onto the field to take over for Kyle Allen, who was struggling. Now,
that was awesome.
Kyle Allen took over. Now, this is where it turns, though. Do you want to comment on the moment of Alex Smith?
Just of all the things that have happened in 2020, in all honesty, Alex Smith coming back to the NFL after that and seeing his family watch him walk back on that football field.
Yeah, that was cool. Awesome. Yeah. It was a good moment of 2020 that has had few.
Yeah, I was happy that his family was there to witness it. I mean, you saw the emotion in his wife's face and his kids were going nuts. Yeah. He didn't play great, but
not at all.
This is a guy who didn't need to come back.
Did he get sacked 5 times?
More, I think 6.
6 times?
Yeah, I looked it up yesterday out of curiosity. Yeah.
Well, you know, they want to break him in.
Yeah, right.
All right, now Kyle Allen, he took over for Kyle Allen. Kyle Allen took over for Dwayne Haskins, who was benched.
Yes.
And the relationship between DC and Haskins looks like it's about to end. Now, take this next story with a grain of salt because it comes from Jason Lockenfora, who is never right. But the insider The insider said a trade could come by the end of the month. And that while the team said Haskins had a stomach virus yesterday, the truth is the team just told him to stay home. But the damning part of Lockenfora's story is that most in the organization never wanted Haskins in the first place, viewing him as a project. But it was Daniel Snyder who chose to draft him because this is the most Daniel Snyder thing in the world. His kids went to school with him.
Oh,
the quote in the story was, what they'll tell you in the building is that he was drafted by Snyder and his son.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. That guy should totally be running a football organization because it's not like there's been any other problems with that franchise since he bought it.
This kind of reminds me of when the Lions took Mike Williams. Because if you remember...
Out of USC?
Yeah, they took he took a year off because Maurice Claret tried to... And so anyway.
Yeah.
So they had drafted Charles Rogers and Roy Williams the previous 2 years. And if you hear Steve Mariucci talk about it, he brings up, I wanted DeMarcus Lawrence, or whoever went to the Cowboys one pick later.
Right.
And they were all in agreement on that. And all of a sudden, Matt Millen's kid just popped off in the room and said, yeah, but what if we take Mike Williams?
That's a great idea.
And Mariucci was like, I immediately knew we were in trouble. And they had to take Mike Williams.
What else you got?
There was a UFC card over the weekend with one of the greatest knockouts you'll ever see.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
I missed this.
No.
I saw this. It's pretty awesome.
The announcer said video game. Go ahead.
So not much to really tell on this one, but if you go to our Twitter account, at 975mornings, I tweeted out the video along with a caption that I added. But you need to see the knockout.
It's one of the most incredible knockouts I've ever seen.
I saw a great meme with it. It was like me trying to close the car door with my arms full of bags of groceries. Because he kind of does like a spinner.
It's so accurate.
Me after Jim Schwartz, coach of defense. Come on! What else?
That's basically my caption, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah, pretty much.
It was vicious. It was absolutely vicious.
Yeah, I don't...
Describe it. What do you call that kick? A roundhouse?
Yeah.
I mean, damn! Yeah. I just saw it.
Yeah, he kind of gets...
Good night.
Wow. Yeah, it was a spinning...
His other leg was being held at the top.
Yeah.
Wow.
Guy attempts a kick. The other guy grabs his foot. The guy whose foot was grabbed then jumps up for a roundhouse right on the kisser, lights out.
And then there's a dramatic pause from the guy who gets hit, and then he drops. So I don't think it's the greatest knockout in UFC history, but
it was
I
like
digress.
A video. You know what it was? It was like Mortal Kombat, Sega Genesis, finish him type of move. And the only thing that didn't change was that he didn't rip his spine right out.
And it cost me one parlay. Anyway, I also need to give a shout out in that same UFC card to Philadelphia police officer Chris Dawkins, who knocked his opponent out in 45 seconds.
Hey, nice. Good for him.
Go.
And he'll be going back to work, I'm sure, after he gets back from Dubai. All right. Birthdays today. Nancy Kerrigan celebrates a birthday.
Wow.
Ah,
how old?
Why? Oh, my.
You don't do it.
Why?
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Too soon?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Too soon.
She won a silver medal.
just no class.
She won a silver medal. No, if she doesn't win a silver medal, it's no class.
You know what?
She persevered.
I always say this. The people to talk to that aren't necessarily involved in the game, best people to talk to are the ushers. Second best people, the cameramen. The cameramen will tell stories. I know a cameraman that I know, our guy, Jeff Zachary, is a great Steadicam operator, is friends with the guy that got that footage, was just shooting morning skate, and heard a clash, turned around, and got the very famous footage that we now know.
It's such insane. A messed up story.
It really is a messed
Jeff
up story.
Jeff Galilee was an idiot.
A little bit. And that story, I, Tanya.
Wild.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a good movie.
Did you watch
movie.
It?
So good.
Wild movie.
Oh, yeah, I watched it too, yeah.
So good, yeah. She's no Oksana Bayul, but whatever.
Anyway, happy birthday, Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, happy birthday.
I love you in Blades of Glory.
It was a very Olympic birthday day today, because it's also the bad boy of downhill skiing, Bodie Miller's birthday.
Bodie! Oh,
wow. Yeah. The bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
All right, we'll go into today in history. In 1979, Magic Johnson played his first game in the NBA against the San Diego Clippers.
Wow.
That career turned out okay.
Yeah.
In 1991, I've never heard of this guy, but you'll understand why I put this story in. Boxer Hector Camacho was arrested.
Hector Camacho?
You never heard of him?
I'm not a boxing guy at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Boxer Hector Camacho was arrested for receiving mouth fun from a female while driving. That's the best way I can put it. That's a technical term. All right? Good for Hector.
Yeah, right.
You know the police pulled him over and he was like, yep, yeah, like a big smile on his face.
I learned that word in sex ed class, so I have to back up Egan here. That's,
okay.
Wow. It's a scientific term.
Mad Lips. They're playing Mad Lips. That's fun.
In 1999, Will Chamberlain passed away, unfortunately. Mm. And in 2009, it was the Get Me to the Plate Boys game as the Phillies beat off the Rockies closer, Houston Street, to advance the NLCS. But we will go back to 1989, where on this day, Herschel Walker was traded from the Cowboys for 5 players and 6 draft picks that unfortunately set up the Cowboys dynasty.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
And that
is
all it takes.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Pat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.